Hey, NMS Cabell, Liz Benny here. Oh my gosh, today we're going to be talking with an amazing human who has worked out quite literally what it means to be truly successful and why the happiest millionaires are the ones who operate in their purpose. So how do we do that? How do we work that out? Listen in, you're going to love this.
It's time to really live. Welcome to the Happy Million Show, where you'll learn from achievers who are making bank, making love, making memories, and who are truly happy. And here's your host, Liz Benny.
Hey, NMS Cabell, Liz here, and oh my little old lord, I am once again very, very, very excited to introduce another incredible, amazing person to the Happy Million Show today, Mr. Incredible, Amazing, Darren Stevens.
Hey, thanks, Liz. It's awesome to be here with you.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have so much fun today. So for those of you that don't know the Incredible, Amazing Darren Stevens, let me intro you just for a quick second, and then I'm going to get him to intro you himself a little bit more here. And we today are going to be talking about happy millions. We today are going to be talking about making millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars without having it cost you the things that matter most to you. That's what the show is all about. And this incredible man is happily married and has 50 million thousand children. So he is testament to the fact that you can actually build an amazing business that is in alignment with yourself and stay happily married and raise incredible, amazing children. Now, he doesn't have 50 million thousand children. There are actually seven children. Is that correct? There are seven?
Yeah, seven.
Wow. Yeah. You practiced a lot. Well done, you. That you did well in the child.
Well, one of them was twins, so
there you go. No, you did super well. So that is amazing. So for those of you that don't know, I just want to tell a little bit of a story. The very first time that I got up on stage was speaking at a funnel hacking live event with the incredible, amazing Russell Brunson, a multimillionaire, a great friend to both Darren and I here. And I remember beforehand, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to be vulnerable, raw and real with the people, because I wanted people in the audience to understand that they could have a different reality for themselves, which is part of the reason why, you know, people such as myself and Darren, you know, do stuff like this podcast right now. And there was a part of my brain that was kind of hyper focused on fear. And I actually just told an incredible person just before this that when I stood up on stage, or before standing up on stage, I had this fear that someone was going to shoot me. I had this fear that because of the nature of my relationship, I'm in a same-sex relationship, because of the nature of my relationship, I was convinced that someone was going to shoot me. Because politically speaking, in America, half of the people, you know, conservative and all that sort of stuff. Now, I didn't know too much about politics, but I knew that around half of the people would probably be a little bit anti the nature of my relationship. So I had convinced myself. Now, this man that you're about to learn from is a master at human potential, a master at tapping into things that are possible for human beings, and he's a master hypnotist. So before me going on stage, he actually hypnotized me out the back or out the front of this event. And I stood up on stage, and it's not just because of Darren's work. Like, I had prepped and I'd done a lot of preparation for this thing. I knew what I was there to do, but he took that element of, he took the edge off where I was able to step into performance. So I hope everyone here has my attention right now, has Darren, like, is listening, has my attention? Yes, I don't even know. Is paying attention right now, because I got a standing ovation. And it was my very, 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 very first speaking gig ever in my entire life. So this guy is going to help you from the Happy Millions movement standpoint. Darren, are you ready to have fun with everyone here?
Absolutely. And all credit to you, because, I mean, you're in front of, I think, about 3,000 people. So that's no easy feat for you to stand up and talk to that many people. And I was there and I seen you get the standing ovation. And, I mean, you're actually ranked, as I think, as one of the best speakers at that conference, because you are real, raw and authentic, and you come from the heart and you care about people. And I think that was one of the things that came across so authentically and genuine. And the fact that, you know, you made that switch and you were prepared and you knew what you wanted to say, but it gave you permission to be yourself. And I think that's one of the keys to success, is being that authentic you.
100%. Okay, so I love that we've just gone to authenticity straight away, because I think that there are a lot of people out there trying to make the millions and millions and millions of dollars because they've seen other people do it. They're like, okay, cool. That person over there has that funnel, has that thing, is doing it that way. Okay, cool. That person over there has the Rolex, has the Range Rover, and they're doing it that way. Cool. Now, that's what obviously what success looks like. Therefore, those are the things, that's how I should do it. I should be wanting a Range. I should be wanting a Rolex. And I should do it with this funnel, selling something that kind of looks like the thing that that other person there is selling. Let's talk about authenticity. And let's talk about the fact that authenticity is one of the fastest paths to happiness. And that's actually kind of what's missing in the entrepreneur game right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think I had that realization myself. I mean, a lot of people get caught in that trap as entrepreneurs. You see the, you know, all the trappings of the successful and you go, oh, well, that's what I want. You know, I've got to do this and I've got to do all those sorts of things to be happy. And once I've got all that, then I'll be happy and then I'll be successful. That's crap. You know, and the reality is I went through that journey. You know, I was working ridiculous hours, putting in all this time years ago, working my ass off to try and have all those successful things. And I had the Mercedes Benz and I had all the, those successful trappings. But it didn't actually make me complete on the inside. That's... I thought it would, but it didn't. Once I got there, you know, and once I had all those things, I thought, okay, this isn't so great anyway. Mm. And I was felt a little empty at the end of it. And you know, you make a lot of sacrifices along the way when you do that. And you don't really then have the life you truly want. And so for me, it was a really interesting lesson. I found that when I truly felt successful was when I actually didn't need all those things. When I went, you know what, yes, I could go and get a Mercedes, and I do have one because I like them, right? But I actually don't need to have one for me to feel successful or to be fulfilled emotionally or spiritually or financially. And that was when I realized I'd actually really made it and become successful. And this is back a while ago now, when I was working with Dr. John Gray, who wrote the book Men Are From Mars, Women From Venus. And we were on a tour and we were speaking over in India. And I went on this bit of a spiritual journey, and I went and stayed in an ashram in the deep parts of India with this Indian saint that I'd heard all about. And anyway, and I was sleeping on a concrete floor, eating off, you know, newspaper rice and things like that. And I felt so amazing meditating in this temple with all these people. And I felt hugely gratifying with that. And then a week later, I'm in this like virtually palace, living in 5-star accommodation and living it up on tour with John. And you know what? I realized that I was just as happy sleeping on a concrete floor, eating rice out of a newspaper. And then I felt, okay, I've actually really made it then. You know, I was successful because I didn't need all the wealth or all those things. They were nice, but you know what? They didn't fulfill me or make any difference. And, you know, I got more fulfilled of actually connecting with people and getting my message out there and really being authentic. And that was, you know, where the real strength came from. And when I went on the road then with my message about that, I ended up attracting so much more wealth and success into my life because I'd connected more spiritually and I was real and authentic rather than going after the, you know, all the flashy things, because they don't make you successful.
Oh, look, I love this. Now, because part of my message at the moment is, look, you can have the Maserati. Have it. It's amazing. It's not going to make you happy, but I'm not going to say, hey, you have to sell your Maserati in order to find your happiness. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that it doesn't make you happy. It's a thing. It's a thing. Yeah. And I love the fact that you say that you realize that, you know, the Mercedes wasn't actually going to make you happy or didn't make you happy. Now you still have it, but you actually found happiness through the awareness that connecting with people and being you and doing something that fulfills you is step one. And the byproduct of that, by the sounds of things, is that it actually brought you more wealth.
It actually attracted more.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. When was that pivotal moment where you went, holy crap, like things are just flowing now? I'm guessing it was a flow state.
Yeah. It was when I was going after those things, having all those things, they didn't fulfill me. I had them, and it made me feel a little bit better because it, prompted, your ego was boosted up by having those things. But it wasn't until I actually got really grounded and went, you know what? I'm happy to have those things, but I actually don't need them. And so I don't let, whether it's a Rolex or a car or any of those flash things define who I am or what I'm about. And when I actually got more grounded around that and was more authentic, then I actually attracted way more people into my audiences and into my life. And I then was able to actually create even way more wealth than I did before, which allowed me to then give to charities. And, we give around $100,000 a year to Starlight Foundation through some of the events that we do and things like that. And then that rewarded me even further because they got more people on the cause around that. And it was just this steamroller effect. And the more I sort of gave up that identity of, I happen to look successful or have all those things, the more I actually attracted. It was really quite amazing. And I think that is one of the keys is get in touch with yourself. The greatest gift you can give yourself is actually to be you and to get in touch internally, not to be afraid to shed a tear. Like some people, teach out there entrepreneurs and they've got this falseness about them. And I think people really connect with people that are real. And, I grew up in a blue-collar family from a little country town. We weren't wealthy. We didn't have any of those sorts of things. And so I think that was a part of when I left that country town. I went, I need to be successful and strive to be better because I wanted my mum's approval, my dad's approval, I wanted to make something of myself. But once I got over that and didn't realise I just need to be me and be happy and look at what made me happy, that's when life just took a turn and everything started to flow and you're in, that flow. So everything just came together. And I think that's the one thing I would tell people now is, focus on making a difference to people or whatever you're passionate about. And focus on that and be comfortable with who you are. Don't be afraid of who you are, where you've come from. And the moment I sort of said, I left school at the age of 16. I only went to Form 3 or Year 9, as they say now. I wasn't some brainiac that went to university, or any of those things. And but I did learn a lot of things along the way, hard knocks and just learning from marketers and learning all those skills to be able to grow. But personal development and growing myself internally was probably the biggest impact that had on me to create that financial wealth. Because the more you can, feed your mind, it'll repay you in kind. And that's why I went into hypnosis, because I realized, hang on, making the changes unconsciously and being fulfilled at that unconscious level and happiness, that's what truly attracts wealth.
Holy moly. So everyone watching this or listening to this right now, I hope you're starting to grasp, even though the audio is a little off, I just wanted to acknowledge that Darren's audio is just a little off right now. So there's a little two things that are coming, a few sparks that are happening right now. But even though that's happening, I really want you to hope that you are loving this. What I'm hearing over and over and over with all the amazing people that I'm interviewing for this show, the secret that I'm hearing over and over and over about why people love me, out in the marketplace, they're like, oh my gosh, is the same reason, is the same secret as there is to success, which is I'm me. I'm raw, real, and honest, right? I'm just me. I'm out in the marketplace, warts and all. Life is not perfect, but I'm having a crack and I'm being me in the process. And Darren, what I'm hearing from you is that not only were you committed to being you and becoming the best version of you, but you were also kind of listening to the whispers along the way as well, with things that didn't feel quite right. When things were hard, you were like, ugh, like this is gross. Mm. And you started listening to the things that made you happy. So as I think her name is Marie Kondo. Have you seen her on Netflix?
Yeah, I've seen her a little bit, yeah.
Well, she talks about sparking, if it doesn't spark you joy, throw it out. Mm. Throw it out. And I think we can do that in our business and in our lives. And we don't think we can because of the shoulds. And so let's have a wee conversation around the traps that entrepreneurs and business owners put themselves in and keep themselves in, the cages they put themselves in, and how, like, the fastest path out. Like, you know, you can easily walk away from something. People do it all the time. People have life or death circumstances happening, or they have a death, a near-death experience, I should say. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're on the path of enlightenment. Yeah. But we can do that on a daily basis, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a choice. And I think that comes down to things like, for us, it was, well, we wanted to design our business around the lifestyle we wanted to create. Mm. So don't let most people fall in the trap is their business defines their lifestyle, because it's like, okay, well, I've got to work 9 to 5, or I've got to do this. Well, you don't have to do that at all. You're choosing to do that. You have a choice. You can choose to go, well, actually, I'm going to work these hours. Who says that our office has to be open at 9? You know, maybe it's open at from, you know, 3 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and that's it. Whatever, you define the rules, right? Don't let other people set those rules. You set the rules. And I remember a time we had a holiday home on Hamilton Island. And we used to go up there, you know, probably 4 weeks of a year, and the rest of the time we'd rent it out. And one year we were up there and my wife said to me, oh, it's so nice up here. You know, we have a overlook the beach. It was stunning. You know, we should lived up here. And we looked at each other and said, well, what's stopping us? Even though we had an office and staff in Melbourne and things like that, we well, nothing really, only that we've just decided not to. So we went, well, let's decide to move up there. It means we pull the kids out of school. They have to go to school in a different state and on an island. But we were thought, well, hang on, we want to give our kids experiences in life. Mm. So they're going to get great experiences living on an island, meeting different people, a whole different experience than living in Melbourne. So we decided, okay, well, we can work from anywhere. So we just moved ourselves and moved into our house that we used to rent out and lived there. And we would do 6 months a year living on the island, and then we'd come back for 6 months and we'd rotate. And it was the best time for our kids, and we got all these different experiences. And we're about to do the same thing again. We're about to move again from Melbourne and move up to Queensland and go to the Gold Coast this time for a year. And because we're choosing to make our business fit around our lifestyle, what we want. You know, we choose the hours we work, the days we work. We're not defined by any of that. And, you know, and our clients have to fit in with our lifestyle. So we've made the business give us the income we want and the lifestyle we want. And that's all by design and by choice. But most people don't think they have that choice, but they just haven't sat down and thought about it and go, well, what would need to happen in my life to be able to, you know, work from somewhere else, or to, you know, live in a different country if you wanted, or travel or do whatever. And I think that's what entrepreneurship's about, is, you know, obviously find what you're passionate about and then design the lifestyle that you want and the things you want, because it's not the money that's going to make you happy. It's the experiences that you have. It's, you know, and the money's great and that'll come, but it'll come when you're on that life's path that is giving you the most fulfillment personally and emotionally and spiritually at the unconscious level.
Oh, right. Could you please say that one more time? That was amazing. Let's go. Let's do that one again.
Well, your success and true wealth will come when you're on that spiritual path, on that you're doing what you want, doing what you love, I don't know if I can repeat what I just said, it just came out. But when you're on the path to what makes you fulfilled and happy at that unconscious level or internally, because that's the real road to success, because then the monetary things will actually follow, because you're on the right path then. So the things that you do will be way more effective. You'll attract more people into your life. You'll attract opportunities into your life that were never there before and wouldn't show up before, because you were the true authentic self that you could be.
Oh, I adore this. So I've got a curly question that I'm going to throw at you here for a second, because I think that sometimes, so there's this concept of listening to the whispers, and Oprah talks about this all the time. She also talks about, you know, the fact that people ultimately at the end of the day, people just want to be happy. People just want to be happy. People just want to be loved. Like there's life's not actually all that complex when we cut it down to like what people actually want at the end of the day. I want to know that I'm loved. I want to love. I want to know I'm enough. I want to do things that make, like it's basic. Life is
Love is the key. Yep.
100% is the key. So what is the difference in your mind between, so I've had a lot of amazing things happen to me lately. So I'll preframe this way. A lot of amazing things have happened to me lately. And I went on a massive path of like, no, I'm cutting out all the stuff that just does not feel right to me. And I'm cutting out the beliefs. I'm cutting out the behaviors. I'm cutting out the people. I'm cutting out the clothes, the clutter, anything that's in my life that is just old me or doesn't serve me anymore. Like, it's just no, like, it's okay to change. And I think people are locked sometimes in their identity of the past so much that they don't realize that they can change. That's number one. Number two is like, even though I stepped into myself and like really stepped in and good things started to happen, like opportunities started to go boof, 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 like landing on my plate. And I've been crying tears of gratitude of like, holy moly, this is amazing. Like, I feel like I'm bing, bing, bing. I feel like I'm lighting up. This is amazing. But there's still been resistance. There's still been hard stuff. How do you know the difference between when you're on your path, the difference between, hey, you just need to learn and grow a skill, or no, you're going the wrong way. What is the difference for you in that regard?
Well, I think, yeah, sometimes we get resistance because you know, the universe tries to balance things out. And when you, so I think, what you have to do is, what I do for me is I would meditate on it and I would ask for help. Now, whether you believe in God or spiritual or the universe, whatever it is that you have a belief around, there's always a higher power of some sort, right? So I would connect when I'm meditating and I would say, okay, am I on the right path? Is there something that I'm missing? You know, or is there something I just need to, you know, look at a different way to be able to overcome that obstacle? Or are you just testing my faith in whether I'm going to stick to it or not? You know, and I would ask the question and see what comes back. And, you know,
dude, I love that.
Yeah.
Because
your unconscious knows everything. So it'll know, well, hang on, are you on the right path? Or, you know, do you need something else? You know, because the universe will give you what you need. All right. Yeah. So, but you have to ask. You know, most people don't ask. And that's one of the keys to being successful, is actually asking and having a conversation unconsciously with the parts that make up you. There's a part that makes up Liz Benning. There's a loving part of Liz. There's the motivating part of Liz. There's the kapow part. There's a mother. There's a, you know, partner. There's a, you know, there's a daughter. There's, you know, there's so many parts of you. There's the entrepreneurial part, the marketer part. There's a you know the loving part. There's a whole group that's inside there that make you as a whole person. But unless you are connecting with that and touching base with it and connecting and treating it with kindness and respect and asking for its support, well, it's going to be running off going whatever direction it likes. Right. So you need to control that by actually connecting with it and talking to it. And most people, you know, that's a foreign concept to them, but have that conversation with yourself saying, hey, you know, is this truly what I want? Am I on the right path? You know, is this just a slight, you know, bump in the road or obstacle that I need to overcome? If it is, what do I need to do from here? You know, what other skills or resources do I need to overcome that to keep moving forward to achieving this goal?
Oh my gosh.
And ask them to all work on that whilst you're sleeping. Because whilst your unconscious mind doesn't sleep, it's awake 24 hours a day. Because if it did sleep, you'd stop breathing because it's telling your heart to beat. Right. So you can have a restful night's sleep, but have the conversation first unconsciously before you drop to sleep and say, hey, listen, my whole team that's inside my head, I want you to find a new way to come up with a solution to this problem, or a new way to find how I can achieve my goal or dream or whatever it is, and give me the answer when I wake up in the morning. And then have that little meditation session in the morning and say, okay, guys or girls, what was the answer? And they'll tell you. I guarantee you, if you get your audience to test that and try it, and to have a conversation with their unconscious parts that make up them, then it'll give them the answers in the morning and it'll have a huge impact.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I love the fact that you brought prayer / meditation into the conversation. That is massive. I love that. I love that we're now talking about the raw nitty gritty of the subconscious mind, because it taps back into authenticity as well. And it's, this is beautiful. And I also love that you've given like an application, Here's how to go about doing this. Why don't we challenge everyone listening to this right now, saying, let's do this for 7 days. For 7 days, this is your recipe for success. Would that be
Yeah. So this is, yeah, absolutely. This is what they should do. Is what I would invite everyone to do is close your eyes, and don't do it now if you're driving and you're listening to Liz's podcast, but when you're home or whatever, sit in a chair, close your eyes and picture inside your mind a meeting room or a boardroom or a kitchen table, you know, and invite all the parts that make up your mind. That one, the part that looks after your immune system, the part that looks after your, you know, your energy levels, the part that looks after your business or your entrepreneurial side, whatever it is, invite them all in to sit around that table and picture yourself sitting at the end of that table. And I want you then to say to them all, hey, listen, I've gathered you all here today, and I just want to firstly thank you and respectfully tell you how much I appreciate you taking care of my body, my mind, and keeping me healthy and safe from COVID and all these things, and looking after me and my business. But I've got a new goal. What I want to happen is this. And whatever it is that you're looking to achieve, ask them. Say, I want you to go around the room and basically connect with all of them and ask them, I want you, while I'm sleeping, to work on this. For the next, you know, every day I'm going to check in with you. And I want you to come up with the answers to whatever problems they've got and solution, and to give them to them. And so while they have a nice, restful, deep sleep, they can rest. And when they wake up in the morning, have that conversation, say, okay, I've got this today I want to achieve. What's the answers? And just if they do that for 7 days and then email you or connect with you and tell you the response, I reckon you're going to be inundated with people saying, wow, that was amazing. And this is can be life-changing for you. I've been doing it for years. I do it every day. I meditate every morning after I get out of bed, before I walk downstairs to our office. I meditate and I ask for help on looking after my family, for the things I want to achieve that day in business, anything that I need solved. And the answers just flow and come to me. Because they're so trained to do that. Because your unconscious mind wants to give you what you want. And the big thing is, when people set goals, if you say, oh, I want to be more wealthy, well, the moment that you get $1 more than you had the day before, your brain stops and won't go any further because it made you more wealthy. You're a dollar richer than you were yesterday. So you have to be super specific. So give your unconscious mind, which is your true, authentic, and spiritual self, instructions of what you want. Otherwise, it doesn't know what you want. You've got to be the leader of that.
This
gives you back the control.
Oh, yes, it does. Now, I've actually done some of your hypnosis, and there's one in there. It's called the control panel, isn't there?
Yeah, control panel. Yeah,
that's a good one. That's a very, very, very good one. I loved that one.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's similar to this boardroom one where you can ask those parts. If you are perhaps needing more energy or more excitement or more passion in your relationship or whatever it may be, or whatever, you can go to that part inside and say, hey, listen, I need you to turn up the energy or turn up my immune system or whatever it is, and ask it to increase it from where it is now. And it will do that. I mean, you're in control. This gives you back control.
Oh, my gosh. Look, I love this. I absolutely love this, because not only are we talking about control, but sometimes when we talk about control, people are like, oh, and their hands are they're on the steering wheel way too tight. Mm. It's a different type of control that we're talking about here though, right? It's an internal, like it's more of a peaceful process that we're talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's totally peaceful. It's actually connecting. It's giving you a connection back to your authentic self, which is the where you need to get to. If you truly want to be successful, happy, and fulfilled in life, this is the ultimate goal. This is where you've got to get to.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm really excited because I actually have the boardroom one too. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's your task for the next 7 days, so you can report back to your listeners.
I'm going to do it. Changed. Like, so for everyone listening or watching right now, let's do it. Let's actually set ourselves up for success here, and let's have some fun. This is going to be amazing. So you've been around, Darren, you've been around, you know, some incredibly successful people in your time. And by successful, I mean people that have, made a lot of money, but that is not the sole definition of success. I mean people who have really well-rounded lives. Mm. they've got the money, they've got the an amazing relationship. And of course, like there's not nirvana. It's not like they don't have hard things that go on or challenges that come up along the way. So you've been around a lot of very successful people in that regard. And you've also seen a lot of people do it the hard way, do it the struggle pathway, do it the victim pathway, do it the, and they seem to be on a perpetual path of, it's even worse than the 9 to 5. It's the 5 to 11. I can't get off this entrepreneurial thing and I can never get it working. What would you say are the top reasons why a person continues to struggle?
Well, because they don't take time out to actually reflect and spend time on themselves or their business away from that. They're so caught up on the day to day. And I think the big mistake is if they don't have a mentor or a coach or someone like yourself that they could go to. I mean, honestly, that is priceless. If they could, you know, get into your books or get on your diary to be able to connect with someone like you that can help them coach them, that is where success comes, where you can have someone that can look from the outside in and give you that guidance and say, take a step back, take a deep breath, and we're going to do it a different way. I mean, that is really priceless. And I think that's really important because, I mean, I make it a rule that once a week, we take a whole day off out of our business. And all we do is work on ourselves and the business, where we reflect and we go, well, are we on track? Is it fulfilling our personal goals with our kids and our family and what we want to achieve? And taking that time to do that just means you're going to be light years ahead, because you're then focusing on the things that are actually important, right? Yes. Rather than getting caught up from day to day. And yes, look, I've, as you said, I've met some incredibly wealthy people, some billionaires. I have clients that are part of the royal family in Kuwait, and they're billionaires, but they're the nicest people. They're happy, fulfilled in life, and it's not about, working stupid hours or whatever. What they spend time is the important things, and they're authentic, they're down to earth, they enjoy life with their family and the kids, and so I think people that strive just and get caught up in that sort of treadmill and trying to be successful and everything else, they end up unhappy and unfulfilled. They might have plenty of money, but then they're just miserable. And I've met a lot of also super successful rich people that are total jerks, that are total unhappy in their life, and they're just complete assholes, and the thing is, if you're a good person and you become rich, then you'll just be a rich good person. But if you're a jerk and you become rich, you're just a bigger jerk.
Yes.
So you want to actually become authentic, real, and be yourself, because that's what's actually going to attract you more wealth, and then you're going to be happy and fulfilled. Because otherwise you could be rich and not fulfilled at all and just unhappy. And I've seen that too.
Oh, wow.
So,
Dude, this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing, because we've spoken about so many different things today, so many different ideas. And this is just, this has been mic drop after mic drop after mic drop. For the person that is there right now, and their business is starting it's starting to come on in. This is amazing. Like, holy crap. They've reached that, holy crap, I'm just at $20,000 or $100,000 or $1 million per month, whatever their holy crap moment is. It doesn't really matter. How can we make sure, so this their reality is starting to come in, of, oh my gosh, look, I created this. Something sometimes happens identity wise where they start to crumble and they start to lose it all, and it all starts to crumble down. So either subconsciously, so you and I have both seen the people that have made it all, then boom, lost it all, right. Made it all, then boom, lost it all. How do we help a person to help make sure that they don't go on that horrible roller coaster?
Well, the first thing is to see what the bar is for you, because we all have a limit. And the only way you can increase that limit is by expanding your comfort zone. And the way to expand your comfort zone is to get comfortable at each level and then expanding it even more. But that's all inner work. So you've got to work on the inner self.
Is there a fast way for a person to understand, either through muscle testing or whatever it is, to know what their spiritual limits are? Like, oh my gosh, I could never make more than six figures. Or, oh my gosh, like my cap is a million a minute. Or like whatever it is. Is there a fast path for them to work it out?
Yes, you could certainly do that from muscle testing point of view, but you could do it from a hypnosis point of view. And like I'll give you an example, and if people can picture this. If I was to say to you, okay, there's a, say, 2 foot wide plank of wood, and it was sort of 8 foot long, and it was laying on the ground, could you walk across it? And you'll probably say, yeah, absolutely, no problem. Okay, now I've raised that plank of the wood and it's now 8 feet off the ground. Can you still walk across it? And maybe you still can. Now, if I raise it 20 feet up in the air, can you still walk across it? Some people are going to go, oh, no, I might fall off and hurt myself. So, no, I couldn't. But it's the same plank of wood, right? So nothing's changed. The only thing that changed was your perception and your internal beliefs and the internal stories that you told yourself about, oh, well, now I could fall and I may hurt myself. So that's what changed. So for you, that bar might be, okay, well, when it gets to 10 feet or 20 feet, that's my limit, right? Now you're going to sabotage yourself, right? And your business is going to go down or you're, so that you have an income barrier like that. So if I said, and this happened to one of our clients once, she was a clairvoyant and in Singapore, and I said, you need to increase your prices because, you know, the work you do was amazing and she really got amazing results with people. And she was charging around $80 an hour. And on a phone call, I said to her, listen, on a coaching call, I said, I want you to, next time someone calls your office for a session with you, because a session was about an hour long, I said, I want you to say that it's $2,500 for the session. And she just about choked and stopped breathing when I said that. And I said, no, you're worth that. I said, but the reality is, I said, you don't believe it at this stage because you've capped yourself now at $80 an hour because that's all you think you're worth. I said, I think you're worth way more than that. So this is why having someone like, you know, me or you coach them, because we can believe in them way more than themselves. And that way it helps them pull them up, right, to a different level. And once they get some success there, then they believe it, right? So then they can go to the next level. But anyway, so for her, what happened was after I hung up the phone from her, she got a phone call. And of course, what have I just been in here telling her? She's got to charge $2,500. So she said to the person on the phone, she couldn't bring herself to say $2,500. So she just blurted out $1,000, right? Which is way more than $80, which she would have charged. And the person on the phone, this lady said to her, oh, okay. So $1,000 for a session. And she said, yes. And she was a bit nervous in her voice. And she said, oh, okay, well, I'll have to ring you back. Anyway, so she got off the phone. She thought, see, I knew that wouldn't work. I was worth, no way I'm worth that. And when all the self-doubt and all that self-negative talk kicks in. And anyway, about half an hour later, the phone call rang back in. And it was the same lady. And she said, oh, look, I was actually ringing on behalf of my boss who was inquiring about having your services. So how much would it be if we got you for 2 hours? And she said, well, it'll be just $2,000 and I'll do it for the $2,000. She said, okay, well, we'll book you. And she got booked in for a two-hour session at $2,000. Now, it turns out, the story behind it, turns out the person that she was ringing for, he was an oil baron that owned a 50-story building in Singapore, and he was having some international guests, like oil barons flying in that owned large petrochemical companies, flying in for a cocktail evening with him, and he wanted to have a clairvoyant there to do readings for the guests. So if she had said $80 an hour, he would have never booked her because she wouldn't have been at the level that he wanted. But
yes,
because she said $2,000, she got the job and she was introduced to, I think, 15 billionaires that had flown in for this conference who now have got her working all around the world for them. And her business is one of the top fastest growing companies in Singapore in the top 500. Now, because of that shift, right? Because that shift in belief changed her whole paradigm. And now she does nothing under $2,000 for a session. So,
my gosh.
And, you know, that's a clairvoyant, you know, that was charging what everyone else charged, which was like $80 an hour for a clairvoyant session.
Wow. Okay. So this is absolutely amazing. This is absolutely incredible because I've recently gone through a scenario too, where I'm like, hey, I don't have to play the game that everybody else plays. Mm. I get to call my shots. So it's really nice to hear stories like this. This is beautiful. And I hope everyone listening or watching is really understanding the power of stepping up into yourself and being yourself and doing the inner work to make sure that you are creating the life that you ultimately want, not what mommy said, not what daddy said, not what your husband, wife, spouse, teacher, what you want. And then claiming that. And as my coach says, you know, and grow some balls and go out and do it. Like, just do it. Because sometimes you actually do need, you know, as whether you take offense to that or not, like it's just a phrase that says, you know, you've got to sometimes have the confidence to step into a new reality. And just in that step, it's amazing. It's reminding me of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where the leap of faith, where he steps out at the very end scene and he's nearly at the cup of Christ or he's nearly there. But it looks like this big valley and this chasm that he's about to step into and fall. But it was actually that there was a plank there that looked exactly like the other side. And he stepped and he stepped onto it and he stepped again and he stepped down again and then boom, he was on the other side. And, as Indiana Jones does, he won at the end of the day. He always does. So,
yeah. And I think that's the thing. And that's the way is you've got to step outside your comfort zone, because the more you can step out, then the more energy you can hold. Because, you know, whether you understand energy or whatever, we all have an energy field. And the more your field can expand and grow, the more you can hold. So the more wealth you can attract and hold. And if you don't expand that, then whatever level you're at is all you're going to hold. And if you get more, then you'll lose it. Or that's what happens as people start to sabotage themselves, because they get to a point, okay, that's all my energy field will hold. So I'm not deserving of any more. So I have to sabotage that, and down it goes.
Mm.
All right. And that's why you end up with this whole roller coaster, which a lot of entrepreneurs go through. So the whole idea is to continually to grow and expand and gradually do that. And even to the point, I had dinner with President Bill Clinton many years ago, and I was sitting next to him over dinner, and I asked him, he said, anything you can ask me. So I was asking him about, you know, as he grew and what he went through to become president. And he said, the thing was, I had to learn to constantly expand my comfort zone, right, and to grow it. And the more I could do that, the more audiences I could hold, you know, in a speech. And the more I could do that, then I'd expand it again and I could reach more people. But I had to keep expanding my comfort zone. He said, and it wasn't an easy path. You know, he had lots of negative things and things that happened and things like that along the way. But that was one of the keys for him. You constantly have to keep growing.
I completely and utterly agree. My incredible wife just made it home, so there might be some dogs running through through here very, very soon. Excited. So just if there's any background noise that you can hear in the podcast, there might be a little bit of a change here coming up here. But this is amazing. This is absolutely freaking amazing, because the concept, I was just talking with an amazing person just before recording this one, and we were talking about energy as well, because it seems that people have been sold this idea that here's the template, here's the brand, here's the thing. And when I say brand, I mean, hey, you need a logo, you need an offer, you need a price point. They're sold this as, you know, the pathway to success. Whereas I think what we're saying here is actually the pathway to not just quote unquote success, but this is ultimate happiness, ultimate success, correct?
Yes, correct. Absolutely. And I think, you know, all those things can have an impact on your business and everything else. But at the end of the day, people buy people. They buy you, right?
Yes.
So that's who they're connecting with. They're connecting with your beliefs, your values, who you stand for. That's who they're having the relationship with.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Right. So the more authentic and the more real and the more true to yourself you are, the deeper the connection, the more they're going to want to buy. I mean, there's a saying they're not going to do a deal unless you can make them feel.
Yes.
All right. So, you know, they've got to connect with that emotion, they've got to connect with you as the person, because, you know, no matter what your logo is or your brand is, you know, we've talked about, you know, say Russell Brunson as an example. Yeah, there's ClickFunnels out there, but what people bought into, they bought into Russell Brunson and his values or his connection and that relationship they had with him. They didn't buy ClickFunnels or the bit of software. They bought that connection with him, you know, that he was associated to. All right. And it's the same people, you know, if they buy Apple. Yes, they're buying into Apple's philosophy, their culture, their what Apple stands for, and their, you know, that's what they're connecting with, right? Yes. So it's important for you in business to get you right first, just to get real, authentic, and because that is the true pathway to your happiness and your success, but also your business's success.
I love this. So I want to give a shout out now to the people who have suffered real trauma. And I know this is kind of a little bit, whoa, this is different. But I want to acknowledge that there are people that genuinely have PTSD. They've been through the ringer. And, you know, they've tried a lot of things. And I think, we've obviously all worldwide, globally, we've gone through the pandemic and we're still, you know, relative to where we are in the world, we're living different versions of that. Still some inflation, still some not. And then there's this whole, like, I'm looking at another person in another country and they're at this and I'm here and locked and whatever it is. So not only is that trauma, but there is trauma to our sense of self when we haven't been seen as much as, or we haven't been ourselves, or we have continued over time to not be seen for our potential or not being in the right circles that help us really step into ourselves. Because you can have trauma of identity as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So how do we help the people right now in your mind? How do we help the people that have suffered trauma in terms of psychological trauma, spiritual trauma, emotional trauma, physical trauma, and they really actually do want a different life? Like really, they do want a different life. And there is something happening in their brain that is harder, that is making things harder for them than a person who has significantly less trauma. Let's talk to them.
Okay. So I think, well, the first thing is to acknowledge that you've had that and go, okay, you know, this has happened to me, whatever that circumstances is for you, is you need to acknowledge that and actually learn from it. The only way our unconscious minds lets that go is, you know, so that you have to get the lesson from it. So you need to, you know, close your eyes, go back, look at that situation again of what's happened in your life, no matter what it is. And ask the question of your unconscious mind, okay, this was a shitty situation that happened, or that you may even be still living. What is it that I need to learn from this, which once I get the lesson would allow me to let this go? All right? Because our unconscious will hang on to those things and keep bringing them into our attention or keep giving us the lesson over and over unless we actually learn from it. And so the first thing is to acknowledge that, okay, this has happened. You mightn't like it, but what can you learn from it? And we can look at that and go, you know, if you look at the COVID situation, and everyone around the world has had that, right? But what has it changed? What good things have come from that? Well, families, some of them are much closer. Some people have gone, hey, I can work from home. I really love this. I spend time with my kids. I spend time with my dog or cat. I don't actually want to go back into the 9-to-5 hustle and bustle of working in a city. You know, it's made families closer and appreciate our other friends and families and appreciate the things that we took for granted, perhaps, right? You're missing going out to that restaurant or missing your friends and family because you can't go and see them during lockdowns like we've experienced in Melbourne. However, you know, you can look at those things, go, hey, this is an opportunity also to go, well, you know, is this the business I want to be in? You know, maybe it's an opportunity to change direction. What sort of life do I really want? What's important to you? So, but I think really go back, ask the question, what can you learn from the situation you're currently in? And you need to get that lesson first. And then say, okay, well, once I've got this lesson, great. Now, what can I do to change this? What can I do to move forward? What can I do to get the life I truly want? But unless you can go back and actually look at that lesson and go, okay, well, yeah, maybe I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I had one of those lessons earlier, over a year ago now, where I trusted someone. My natural instinct is to trust people first, right, and build relationships with them. And I had a lawyer that we trusted, and I did a heap of work for them and was going to get paid later from that. And then I invested into some things with them, and he ended up stealing over $1 million from me. And unfortunately, he did that with a number of people that I knew and connected, and some of those people got connected to him through me and things like that. And it turns out he was a crook and he was a fraud. And I had to, take back and go, well, what can I learn from that? Well, I needed to be pay more attention to my unconscious, because there was a couple of flags that went up, but I didn't pay attention to them. And then it cost me dearly. Now, what it did do, it made me realize, well, hang on, I got caught up in what I was doing with him. And what he did, he was very clever in pumping your ego up. And I got caught up into going after this big project with him, which would have been very financial. And that wasn't normally me, right? But I went that because I was trying to support him and help him. But it turns out he was just sucking everyone for money. And anyway, so I got some valuable lessons out of that for me. And it was because I got off the path. I become not my authentic self and doing things that wasn't normally the things I would do. All right. So it was a good lesson for me to know, stay true to myself, stay in my, line of being authentic and all those things, rather than, going for that quick, millions that it would have created, because it did for him, but it was just all a big con, right? So, that's life, and you're always going to get lessons ongoing, but it's how you bounce back from them, how you take those lessons on. And, I had to look at that going, yep, I fell short and I didn't pay attention and listen to my unconscious and got out of tune with myself.
I love that. I don't love that they happened. I love your words of advice. I'm sorry that they happened.
It's one of those life lessons. You've got to keep rolling on, So
yeah, you got to roll with it. I've had those situations, and obviously I reacted when you said, hey, I didn't listen. Listen to that. Because I've had a similar situation where I'm like, oh my gosh, this just doesn't feel right. And it wasn't. And I found myself in business with a crook as well. And it was not fun. And it was, it was just one of those horrible situations. And it was a knock, and it was a knock to
knocks your confidence, your self-esteem, and knocks your identity. I mean, it certainly did me, I had to pull myself back up and slap myself around and do the meditation and get back on the path myself. And I think that's because we're human.
Yeah.
And human beings are going to have that. And if you want to be successful, wealthy, and happy, and wealth doesn't mean financial. Well, I feel like I'm one of the wealthiest guys in the world, because I've got a loving family, beautiful wife. We get to do what we want. We get to make a difference with people. To me, that's worth more money than any money, right? So, it's what makes you tick. So, what's important to you? But I can tell you, working on yourself and coming from that path that you're talking about on this podcast is the absolute winner. Don't get caught up all the entrepreneurial stuff out there. What you're saying is so on the money. That is the pathway for success.
Everyone listening to this right now, seriously, I just want to give a massive shout out right now to the incredible, amazing Darren Stevens. We're going to do some Spitfire questions here in a second. We're just going to have a little bit of fun here, Darren, as we finish up this podcast. And I just wanted to say thank you so much. Before we get into that, thank you for acknowledging. Like, it takes courage to step out and say a different thing in the marketplace. And it's not just all about money, shmoney, and, buy this and you'll get, or once you get here and once you have this award, life is going to feel different. Bull crap.
Yeah.
No. And I'm done with seeing people, and I'm really taking a stand in the marketplace now to make sure that people are building businesses and lives that they love. not building businesses at the cost of their marriage, at the cost of their, you know, their heart. Because I've seen my fair share of people disheartened at the end of the road, and they're like, I wasted so much time and energy and money, and I lost so much in the pursuit of this thing that I gained, but why? Thank you so much. So far, we're going to have some fun asking some questions right now. And these are just going to be a little bit of fun. So the goal here is to answer them as fast as humanly possible. And we're just going to have a little bit of fun. You game for this?
Yep, up for it.
Okay, cool. So what was the last thing that you bought and why?
Last thing I bought and why? Probably some camera gear.
There we go. Yep. That's incredible, because the last person I spoke to was camera gear as well. And why?
Why? Because it's another way for me to express my creativity. So I love being able to capture things and, that moment out in nature and just out and about. So, yeah, camera gear.
That's amazing. That sounds like fulfillment to me. That's cool. Mm. So what are your top three movies and why?
Matrix.
Yep.
Because that is very much talking about the unconscious mind and people, having the two different dimensions from a spiritual thing. So Matrix. Oh, I love Ghost. And I love the car ones, which was the movies which got the Ben Diesel in it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. They're all good fun.
Okay, so a couple of quick other questions here, and we won't keep everyone too long here, but because I have like 16 of these questions, but we're not going to get through all 16 of these questions. So what was your most, who has positively impacted your life the most and why?
Okay. There's a few people. From a spiritual point of view, it was a Swami in India called Swami Kalawesha, who's left his body now and he's passed, but his temple and all that is still there. But I got to spend time with him and stayed with him in his ashram. So from a spiritual path, he had a huge impact. Dr. Wayne Dwyer, who's passed away now too, I spent time with him. From a marketing point of view, Jay Abraham, and then also people like Tony Robbins, and then Dr. Richard Bandler, who was one of the very first hypnotists and things that I worked with. And they've all had massive impact. And Dr. John Gray, from a relationship point of view and understanding the dynamics of communication with men and women.
Oh, that's amazing. That's very, very, very cool. And what would be your last meal request?
Something vegetarian, because I'm vegetarian. So, anything probably vegetarian.
Well, I get to say this time, because everyone's been saying ribeye steak and this, and I'm like, okay, cool. Mine is simple. I just want basil pesto pasta. I love basil pesto pasta. It is like, I just love it. Okay, so the last question that I want to ask you today is, $1 million gets and it's in your hand right now, and you have to give it away within 24 hours. You just have to give it away to someone or something. Okay. Who do you give it away to and why?
I'd probably give it to some people. I'd probably split that up into a whole range of many things that I would give away to different people. I would give some to some of the charities that we support, but I would also find other young people that are left school or that are wanting to start a business and help give them some funding to get them started or give them some education to get into different entrepreneurial types of activities and businesses.
Gosh, I love that. Now, everyone watching and listening, give it up for this incredible, amazing man. I hope you are like clapping your hands, everyone, right now. Not the people who are driving. Please don't do that. This is amazing. And thank you so very much for hanging out with me today. This has been a lot of fun. What would be some final words that you would say to anyone watching this right now or listening to this right now? Those last minute things just that might...
I would like to say that I just want to acknowledge you, Liz, and say it's people like you that have actually taken this important message that so many people aren't telling and aren't sharing, because this is the real true secrets to success. And I just commend you and want to actually celebrate and clap you and acknowledge you for stepping up and having the courage to not only be vulnerable, but to tell it as it is, to tell it the way it really is, not this bullshit that's out there in a lot of the entrepreneurial world and people just trying to sell stuff to you rather than actually giving people great advice, sound advice that's real, authentic, and actually going to make a real difference. And I think it's a real honor for me to be having this call with you, with somebody who I highly respect and love dearly because of your realness and your authentic self. And I think if anyone could learn from anyone, they should be looking up to you and going, hey, let's model what Liz is doing, right? Because if you want to be successful, that's the pathway to follow. And that's what I'd like to leave this on.
Oh, thank you so much. It's little things like, and I'm just going to finish this up right now. I know I could have made like so many more gazillion dollars by now. And I chose not to because money's money. At the end of the day, I have the most incredible, beautiful, amazing, like I'm healthy. I've got a healthy relationship. I've got a healthy mind. I've got a healthy body. Like it's at the end of the day, I know what really, really, really matters. And I love making money. I think money is amazing, but not at the cost of the things that matter most. So thank you so much for that. That was amazing. So where do people find out about you?
Probably my website to get more from me. It'd be darrenjstevens.com.
There we go. Thank you so much. Well, thank you once again for hanging out with me today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you that want to check the incredible Darren out more, you've got his website, and we will see you all on the flip side. Bye.
That's a wrap, folks. Liz and the Kapow team hope you've loved this episode of the Happy Million Show. Please help us to spread this mission far and wide by leaving us a 5-star review with an amazing comment, and be sure to subscribe so you're notified with future episodes. We've got some incredible guests lined up for you to hear from to help you build both a business and a life you absolutely love. Full of fun, freedom, family time, friends, fulfillment, fitness, and other Fs. You can fill in the blank. Subscribe now, and for your daily cup of kapower, head over to lizbenny.com. Come on, you know you want to.